the rest of the story. Attorney Alfred Luking just shook his head. I know you're sore, Henry, he sympathized with his friend, but do you really want to take this to court? Henry assured him he did. He'd been called ignorant. Henry had been called ignorant. He demanded satisfaction, so a trial date was set, May 12th, at the courthouse in the sleepy little town of Mount Clemens. But Mr. Luking's problems had only begun. He said, look, Henry, since the issue here is how smart you are, I got to ask you a few questions. And so he did, ordinary questions requiring everyday knowledge to answer them, definitions of common words, highlights of American history, and that sort of thing. The problem was, Alfred's client, Henry, didn't know the answers to any of the questions. The lawyer, beginning to perspire, told his friend that if they were going to win this case, he, Henry, would have to start studying in preparation. Like what, Henry wanted to know? Like history, Alfred replied. History is bunk, retorted Henry. Alfred heaved a deep, frustrated sigh. Starting now, he ordered, he as teacher, Henry as pupil, would study every day, and from the outset, the latter proved easily distracted. Alfred would recite a famous event and his corresponding date in history, for instance, and Henry, gazing out the window, would remark, that airplane's flying pretty low, isn't it? Or Henry would say, you know, that's the third time I've seen that same bird. Nevertheless, the arduous, interminable cram sessions continued, even after the trial had commenced. What good had they done? Well, I'm going to let you judge for yourself. While Henry nervously rocked back and forth in his chair or whittled at the sole of his shoe with a pocket knife, opposing counsel, a fellow named Elliot Stevenson, tested his client's allegation of the witness's general ignorance. And this is from the court transcript. Quote, do you know what the fundamental principles of this government are? No, Henry did not. Do you know what the term fundamental principles means? No, Henry didn't know that either. The definition of the word ballyhoo? That, said Henry, is a fellow who cusses a lot. The definition of the phrase chili con carne? Not a clue. Has there been any revolution in this country? Yes, when? 1812. Do you know why the American Revolution was fought? No. Who was Benedict Arnold? A writer. What is the Monroe Doctrine? A Big Brother Act. And Henry's testimony went on like that for an entire week. In fact, the trial itself lasted through most of the summer of 1919. It attracted nationwide attention. It was covered by some 50 reporters on the scene, representing the leading journals, the leading news agencies of the day. For once upon an incredible litigation, in a tiny venue 22 miles northeast of Detroit, Michigan, there was a newspaper editor who took a swipe at a local hero, called him ignorant, and wound up getting sued for $1 million. Yet even though the defendant essentially proved his contention, the sympathetic jury decided in favor of the plaintiff and awarded damages in the sum of 6 cents. For those were the days when the accomplished, often accomplished, without much fancy book learning, as was demonstrated in this astonishing case of the Chicago Tribune versus Henry, Henry Ford. Now you know the rest of the story.